Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Police forces in the Netherlands have backtracked on calls for users to delete the popular age-filtering face app, over which some critics have voiced privacy fears. In a series of posts on Facebook, it was erroneously claimed by forces across the country that the Russian application, which predicts how people will look as they get older, was not safe as it would not be bound by European privacy legislation. The Department of Justice announced Tuesday it's launching a broad investigation into whether online platforms, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google, are illegally harming their competitors and stifling innovation. Following the announcement, the share prices of the four companies took a hit in after trading hours on Tuesday and continued to decline in pre-market trading hours on Wednesday morning. Approximately $30 billion have been wiped off of the value of these big technology firms collectively. According to the World Bank, that's almost equal to the gross domestic product of Zimbabwe. As part of an FTC settlement, Mark Zuckerberg will have to certify that Facebook is working to protect user data, according to a source for the Wall Street Journal. Zuckerberg will have to make official assertions on a quarterly basis. Zuckerberg will also be under threat of penalty if he makes false certifications. As part of the settlement, Facebook will not admit or deny privacy violations. Google Nest Hub Max will launch September the 9th, reports DroidLife. As first announced in May, the Google Assistant power device features a 10-inch display. A listing on the Google Store, since removed, says the device will be available in the US, UK and Australia. UK carriers Vodafone and O2 agreed to share some 5G technology in an effort to increase the rollout of next-generation services across the country. The two firms will both occupy antennas operated by jointly owned Cornerstone. The UK government delays a decision on whether to allow Huawei to participate in the country's 5G network. The Digital Culture, Media and Sport Minister, Jeremy Wright, says a US trade ban has complicated the issue and notes officials will need more time to reach a conclusion. It follows reports that the UK would allow Huawei to participate in non-core aspects of the network. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.